Thank you and good afternoon. Next Monday is the looming deadline for those squatting in the Palco Marsh to vacate the area, and the city of Eureka issued a reminder this afternoon. As of today, 113 individuals currently remain in the Palco Marsh, which is down from the 180 campers that were documented last month. From May 2nd to the 6th, the Greenbelt areas between Truesdell and Westdell North Streets west of Broadway will be completely closed to pedestrian, bicycle, or vehicle traffic. Any unauthorized person that enters the marsh between that time frame can be subject to arrest. Ahead of the May 2nd deadline, the Eureka Police Department's POP unit and the Humboldt County Drug Task Force began an undercover operation this month to curb heroin and methamphetamine trafficking in the Palco Marsh area. The operation, also called The Party's Over, was conducted on 5 separate days between April 6th and the 20th, and that resulted in 5 arrests. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills said in a statement, "If you think you have sold heroin to an undercover officer or police informant, we are looking for you, and you know who you are." Eureka Police say more arrests are expected to follow before May 2nd. The April 13th search warrant of a tent in the Palco Marsh and the drug search warrant that was executed in the Murphy's parking lot last Tuesday were a part of the operation. A local lawyer has filed a lawsuit against the City of Eureka, Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills, and the Eureka Police Department over plans to move individuals out of the Palco Marsh by the May 2nd deadline. Attorney Peter Martin has filed a lawsuit on behalf of 11 plaintiffs, and he alleges that the city is denying them due process under the Fourth Amendment by forcing them out and destroying their dwellings and possessions. Martin also claims that the city has made it impossible for a homeless person to live in Eureka, and that the city lacks affordable housing. He also alleges that the city's plan to confiscate property and structures by the second constitutes an unreasonable seizure in violation of the Fourth Amendment. A Myers Flat man with a lengthy criminal history was arrested by Trinity County Sheriff's deputies and CHP officers following a high-speed vehicle pursuit on Highway 36 Wednesday afternoon. Dennis Chase Jr. was driving a BMW sedan when a deputy and a forest ranger attempted a traffic stop. Chase fled instead and led pursuing deputies on a reckless vehicle pursuit along Highway 36 heading towards Reading. A CHP helicopter was called in and followed Chase from the air, and a spike strip was laid down near the town of Ono. That caused Chase to stop and he was taken into custody without incident. A search of his car turned up processed marijuana and a large amount of cash. Chase has been involved in high-speed pursuits in the past and has been convicted for drug offenses as well. He was booked into Trinity County Jail on Wednesday and was bailed out today. An abundance of law enforcement and medical personnel were present at Fortuna High School as a training exercise was underway this morning. The training exercise was headed by Fortuna Police, and it involved several other public agencies as well. If you happen to drive by Fortuna High School today and saw a heavy presence of law enforcement, don't be alarmed. It was just a drill. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The California Highway Patrol is investigating another vehicle collision that occurred near the Smith River off of Highway 199 in Del Norte County on Wednesday. 3 out-of-state residents were traveling in a Dodge Durango when the driver lost control of his vehicle and traveled off the roadway. The vehicle slid on its roof down an embankment before coming to rest right next to the Smith River. The driver and 2 passengers sustained injuries ranging from minor to moderate. The accident occurred in the same area where 2 fatal vehicle collisions occurred in the last 4 months. Those 2 separate collisions saw their respective vehicles become completely submerged in the river. Local residents are advised to avoid harvesting razor clams. Dan Squire has more.
While the recreational crab season in Humboldt County has been opened in some spots, the commercial season remains on hold due to elevated levels of domoic acid. The same ban holds true for the harvesting of razor clams along local beaches. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife issued a reminder to local residents to avoid razor clams due to dangerously high levels of the acid. The levels of domoic acid found in razor clams along the Humboldt County coast last year were the highest levels ever recorded.
Thank you, Dan. The Coast Central Credit Union awarded $50,000 in grant funding to organizations along the North Coast. $23,000 will be awarded to the Humboldt Senior Resource Center in Eureka, while a little over $11,000 is slated for the Samoa Peninsula Volunteer Firefighters Association. $10,000 will be awarded to the Greenview Playground Project in Arcata, and $5,000 will be given to the Coffee Creek Volunteer Fire District in Trinity County. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.